Zach Harris on the guitar and Dave Hagedorn on the vibes. They lead a quintet into Studio Z in St. Paul, Saturday, March 21st at 7 p.m. At the show, Zach and Dave pay tribute to the inspiring Milt Jackson-West Montgomery vibes and guitar duet. Dave, why is the Jackson-Montgomery duet so appealing?
Well, they're both blues-oriented players, and you can really hear blues-drenched language in their soloing. And so it just has a real soulful kind of feel to it.
Why is the bluesy quality appealing to you?
Well, jazz is rooted in the blues. It's kind of evolved out of the blues. And when you hear the earliest jazz recordings of Louis Armstrong with singers and his groups, you can hear him using the blues language. And then Milt Jackson definitely epitomizes both the blues and bebop language. He was one of my first influences. So he's a real synthesizer of both of those things.
Dave, on your show with Zach and the Quintet, you'll be playing selections from the Milt Jackson-West Montgomery Vibes and Guitar LP made in 1962, Bags Meets West, with your own spins, of course. Tell us about the tune Stablemates.
Well, it's a tricky tune. It's got an odd-numbered phrases. It goes through a few different feels, and it has some kind of... I mean, it's a hard bop tune, definitely, a real standard from the post-bebop era. But it has bebop elements as well as looking to the future with the way some of the harmonies work.
Zach, you and Dave might really love to play these challenging bop or post-bop numbers, but many audience members really go for the ballads.
Yeah, that's true. And, the album that we're referencing, the Bags Meets West, that had a lot of blues tunes, lots of hard bop on it. But really one of my favorite things was the ballad they did on their Stairway to the Stars, which I first learned for this collaboration with Dave a year ago, but it's become one of my favorite tunes to play, and it's a great tune that you can really stretch out on.
Dave, many of the shows at Studio Z are preceded by a masterclass, and you're giving one on the vibes. What have you got planned for that?
Well, I hope there's some vibraphone players there, because if there are, I plan on talking a little bit about the mechanics of playing the instrument. It's kind of it's a tough instrument to be expressive on if you don't have some certain technical things together. I was just at a vibraphone workshop in January where some of my heroes were there, and David Friedman, who's one of my... I took two lessons from him back in the 70s. He said, it's just a hunk of metal. So you got to figure out ways of making it sound better than that. So I plan to talk on some of those things. If there aren't a lot of vibraphone players, I'll talk about my approach to improvising. And then hope if that doesn't go, I'll ask for questions and go off on those things.
I think it's going to go big time. Dave Hagedorn, the Vibes and Jazz Masterclass at Studio Z in St. Paul, Saturday, March 21st at 6 p.m. Then at 7 p.m., Dave's concert with guitarist Zach Harris and their quintet rounded out by Brian Nichols, Chris Bates, and Corey Healy. Information at jazz@studioz.org. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.